clearly going to happen, but with no consultation, no respect for local communities. I think it's an appalling situation, and the Minister for Justice cannot be allowed to wipe his hands, Pontius Pilate-like, of responsibility.
But conversely, is there not an argument that the Chief Superintendent and the Garda Commissioner know far more about the nuts and bolts of providing a good police service than either you, I, or the Justice Minister indeed do, and that their recommendations for the best use of resources, even if they involve closing some rural stations, still may be the best way to go?
Well, like, I would absolutely defer to, you know, the senior Gardaí about how to police Donegal, absolutely. But the issue here is that they have been given completely inadequate resources to do the job that they have to do. And, you know, they're basically told, here's the budget, make it work. So clearly they cannot keep the level of Garda stations open in Donegal as there is now. So this has been forced upon them by the Minister for Justice, by the government, and I'm not going to buy that this is for operational reasons. And in fairness, the people of Donegal aren't going to buy that either.
And as far as you're concerned, reading between the lines of what the Chief Superintendent said to you this afternoon, Garda station closures in Donegal are inevitable.
Yes, yes. It's not her decision. She's been asked to submit a report about how to manage these resources. And I'm very clear that, you know, this process will lead to the closure of Garda stations in Donegal. And now we need to up the ante and ensure that the community are involved in this decision-making process.